Chapter 1. The First Identity Crisis. The problem of identity is the root of all forms of hypocrisy. It is not unusual to be dealing with identity crisis, or feelings of low self-worth, low self-esteem, inferiority, or negative self-image. However, you need to know why and how you get to this point so you can be better prepared to navigate your path out of the pit of identity crisis. The first identity crisis happened as the result of ignorance.
Mr. Adam and Mrs. Eve
did not take the time to answer the big question, who am I? They took things for granted one day at a time. After all, everything they needed was readily available, and there was nothing to worry about. People will always take advantage of you at your point of ignorance. What you don't know can kill you. The foundation of the fall was not disobedience. The ignorance of Adam and Eve led them to be curious about becoming what they were. They were created in God's image and likeness. They carried the DNA of God. They stemmed from God. A cub is a lion with every potential of the lion. It can never be a goat. They had everything that pertained to God, but they did not know it. Image means copy or duplicate. Literally, man was a replica of God at creation, but lost the identity due to ignorance. There is a repetition of history because many people are still losing their identity due to ignorance. Genesis 1, verse 27. So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. The worst problem of mankind is ignorance. Some call it a disease. I call it a destroyer. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The desire to become put the first couple on a journey for exploration and experimentation. They wanted the fruit that would give them a high status. The fruit was the bait that lured them into disobedience and messed up their lives. Watch your own bait. Which fruit is being dangled on your face to entice you? Their quest to be a better person brought chaos and regret into their lives. It resulted in blame, hardship, loss, animosity, resentment, and every evil you can imagine. It's a sad story because they were already like God, but lost their originality. Life became very difficult. They had to labor for survival. Loss of identity or failure to discover your identity can earn you nothing but struggle. What are you exploring right now to help you become someone you have in your head that doesn't exist? Drugs, alcohol, prostitution, gambling, oppressing others. How long have you been on the quest? I am sure you've not made any headway in your quest. Please stop and take time to destroy your ignorance. The only way out is to learn from the right source. I will show you the right source at the end of the book, the source that has the truth about you. In your pursuit of knowledge, please take understanding with you. Learning without comprehension will lead to more confusion. Don't stop at the level of comprehension. Let wisdom be your accomplice. Until you apply the information you have been able to comprehend, it cannot be beneficial. You are already who you ought to be. You are a unique package. You are special and relevant. All you need is to unwrap yourself. It is on the inside, not the outside. Don't make the same mistakes Adam and Eve made. Number 1. They lacked awareness of their worth and value. Number 2. They lacked discretion. Not every friendly person is a friend. Number 3. They did not know how to ask intelligent questions to expose hidden motives and agenda. You don't have to answer every question. Sometimes you may need to use another question to answer a question for clarification purposes.